Ministers across the political divide have denounced the protection of sovereignty bill, describing it as inhuman, regressive, and out of touch with the realities of Ugandans. Addressing a joint news conference in Kampala, Lilian Bavidi, executive director of the Network of Women in Politics, says the bill seeks to criminalize survival, silence dissent, and isolate citizens.
Ugandans cannot and will not stomach a bill that erodes the rights of citizens in the diaspora. Since when did sending money to Uganda become a crime? How will a secretive navigate layers of ministerial approvals just to receive help? How are Ugandans abroad expected to support their children, their parents and loved ones? Why is the government turning its back on citizens who left Uganda not by choice but because of circumstances that forced them to seek opportunities elsewhere? We want to say this bill punishes connections, punishes resilience, and punishes patriotism. We want to say bill the bill.